I'm Ari Daniel Shapiro, and this is Ocean Gazing, the podcast where we wade, then swim, and then dive far down into the deep blue sea.
I am fascinated with the spoken human voice, the way people communicate with each other using their voice. It's actually something that's quite musical if you listen to it in that way.
That's Halsey Burgund. He's a musician and sound artist living just outside of Boston in Bedford, Mass. Not sure what all this could possibly have to do with the ocean? Stay tuned. When Halsey Burgund creates a piece of music, he uses human voices as one of his raw materials.
Yes, the voice is one, my most significant raw material. The other raw materials are traditional instruments, electronic instruments. I don't process the voices in the sense of making the voices sound different. The point is to capture the essence of these individual people who have spoken.
Remember last week's Sonic Stumper?
Sneaking along a circuitous path.
Burgund calls this Impostors of Memory, and it was the first piece he wrote incorporating spoken human voices.
The story behind that is actually there are two voices on that piece, in that piece only, and those voices are of my mom and my dad. And I don't even remember why I asked them to do this, but I had written a poem and I asked them to recite the poem while I recorded them. And then I sort of put it away, and you know, a couple weeks later something came back to it, started listening, and I spent like hours just listening to these voices that were, you know, the most prominent voices in throughout my entire life, saying these words that I had written. And I knew immediately I had to write a piece of music. And then once I was done with it, I felt that I'd hit upon something that was exciting to me and something that I really wanted to keep on exploring more.
Impostors of Memory was an important beginning for Burgund. He moved pretty quickly beyond getting voices from just his mom and dad, and he started collecting voices everywhere he could. These voices have become essential fibers in the weave of his musical compositions. Take Burgund's current project as an example of his process. It's called Ocean Voices.
I thought that it would be very interesting to collect voices from people all around the world talking about how the ocean affects them or what experiences they've had with the ocean. And it does affect everybody, every human being on the planet in one way or another. And I think that there's an extremely wide variety of ways that people interact with or have had experiences with the ocean.
Once Burgund got this idea, he came up with a short list of questions for people to answer about the ocean.
And I like to ask open-ended questions, questions that are certainly not yes-no answers. Questions like, what does it feel like to be in the ocean?
Burgund's been gathering responses by visiting classrooms and communities with his recording gear, by partnering with other groups, like us. And he's even got a website where you can record your own voice.
Called oceanvoices.org. I would like to be able to collect the voice of everybody in the world. You know, if I could, that's what I would do. But obviously I can't, and I have to try to sort of virtually travel, and the internet is certainly a good way to do that.
You can visit oceanvoices.org, all one word, and record your voice for Burgund to use.
The most important thing is to be yourself and have fun.
The website's pretty self-explanatory, and you can even use the voice recordings online to create your own music. Burgund's also in the process of taking these voices and composing a musical piece for World Ocean Day in June. It'll be performed at the California Academy of Sciences. Now, over the past few months here on Ocean Gazing, we've also been making requests for your stories about the ocean. Here's some of what we received. First up, students from Joanne Cantoni's 5th grade class in Vineland, New Jersey, and Laura Dunbar's 7th grade class in Seagirt, New Jersey.
The first time I tasted salt water wasn't that good. It didn't taste like juice, it tasted like salt.
I got caught in a rip current, gasping for air. While struggling, the lifeguard was paddling his way toward me. After he gave me the torpedo and we swam back, I looked back at the fierce, menacing ocean that lay behind me.
The first time I ever got sand in my toes, it felt really weird because you never, feel something like that. also because it's like kind of like shells going in between your toes and stuff.
Not surfing, and this huge wave came, and it hit me, and I fell, and sand got everywhere. I thought I was going to die and drown, but then I stood up in knee-deep water. It was crazy.
When we were walking down the beach, we had a small bag of chips, and a whole flock of seagulls came after us. About maybe 20 to 30 seagulls were after us until we had to throw the bags, run, and then go back to pick up the trash because we didn't like the litter.
That was Carly, Vanessa, Gianni, Will, and Kayla. Next, here's part of a story written by listener Randall Williams, who called our voicemail box to leave a message.
The Spanish Coast Guard has sent a search helicopter to all the islands where the young German could possibly be marooned. When the Coast Guard returned empty-handed, the Swedes made the phone call that no one ever wants to make to Stefan's parents in Germany. They couldn't tell his parents that he was dead, only that he never arrived at his intended destination. The phrase, lost at sea, gives no comfort to loved ones who will forever be waiting for a sailor's return.
Halsey Burgund is still in the very early phases of the Ocean Voices project, but he agreed to share some of the music he's been working on. The kids you're about to hear responded to the prompt, "Describe a world without oceans."
No water. No jobs. Aquariums.
All land, no different continent.
There wouldn't be living things.
No French fries with salt.
I don't think there'd be any water, so I don't think maybe there'd be much like chance of surviving that long.
You know, one of the things that strikes me about Ocean Voices is it's almost like the voices are bobbing in the water. You know, there's this kind of sea of things, and you kind of different things appear and disappear. I don't know, there's something sonically appropriate in terms of the oceans.
No, I love that. I love that idea. I hadn't thought of that, but I love the idea of voices sort of bobbing up and down. I think a lot about waves in the broadest sense of, you know, the tides and that kind of thing, and then obviously the smaller, more chaotic ones, the swells and the ripples and all that. And I do think a lot about sort of how those undulate up and down, and it for sure is incredibly musical.
We would all die. Pretty much nothing. Everyone would die and it would be awesome. Squashed on and lived.
What do you hope the kind of outcome of Ocean Voices is?
The most important outcome, honestly, is I collect enough voices that have inspirational moments in them for me so I can create a cohesive piece of music that is, you know, musically interesting and satisfying to me, but also communicates to people who experience it some sense of urgency and importance of conserving the oceans. So that would be success if I get there.
Well, I think we'd probably starve because we need water to live, and I wouldn't think there would be any life on Earth because nothing can live without water.
I like the ocean. I'd rather stick with it.
I kind of wish I could just end the podcast there. In fact, maybe I'll do just that in a sec. First, the next Sonic Stumper. Tell us your guess by visiting us online at our new website, oceangazing.org. You'll also find Randall Williams' full story and audio clips of Halsey Burgund talking about a couple of his other projects. And if you like this episode that combines art and science, let us know. Just leave a note on our blog or leave us a message or send us an email. thanks to my good friend Elisheva Solov, who told me about Halsey Burgund in the first place, and to Lindsay Moss, Saj Lichtenwalner, Janice McDonnell, and Jim Yoder. Ocean Gazing's a product of the Centers for Ocean Sciences Education Excellence, and we get our support from the National Science Foundation. Okay, here's that ending I was looking for.
I like the ocean. I'd rather stick with it.